This is the Great Northern Radio Show, and yes, it's a busy weekend of hunting. The stores are packed with last-minute hunting shack snack shoppers.
You sure have a lot of beef jerky here.
Yeah, well, the guys up at the hunting shack expect a lot of jerky. I just need to unwrap it and put it in all these year-old plastic bags.
What? It's all hermetically sealed. This jerky will outlive the sun.
I know, but the guys think they're getting venison jerky from last year's deer. I was in charge of it. I can't let them know what really happened.
What, did it fall off the truck?
No. It changed my life. You see, Gumpy shot the deer on the last afternoon of the season, but he's too skittish to clean it. So he sends it home with me, and I heave it up into my truck and drive off. About halfway home, this deer wakes up. He's not dead. He's just in shock. And my gun's in back. And this deer, he unzips my gun case. He loads my gun. Good thing I keep a pistol in my glove box. I slam the brakes so the deer falls down in the truck bed. I jump out of the truck and I haul off a shot. But I miss. The deer, he wheels up the 308 and pow! He blasts a shot right past my head. I leap up and tackle him before he can cock the rifle again. Before you know it, we're rolling around on the road and kicking and punching and, oh, we're fighting for our very lives. There's this old roadside bar. Before you know it, we bust through the front window and keep on fighting right there on the barroom floor. It's jamming his hooves into my guts, and I'm pounding that big dumb deer in the face with my right, and I'm yelling, he's yelling. We loll around and burst out of the other window right into the back parking lot by the highway. Before long, we're tired. We just look at each other, laying there on the ground, and I don't know why, we both just started crying. You ever see a deer cry? It breaks your heart. And for what? For jerky? So we just hug it out. When we're done, he just scampers off into the woods, and I go back to my truck. I drove home in a daze. So anyway, now I need 100 pounds of beef jerky.
Won't they know?
Jerky is jerky. Nobody knows where it comes from. Except you and me.